Buda vas te osobe poput mene, žele tvoje blagoslove za čulno zadovoljenje, dostupno čak i onima koji žive u paklenim uslovima. Smisao. Druga Maharadža se kajao što je predano služio gospodina zbog materialne dobiti. On ovdje osuđuje svoj stav. Samo zbog velikog nedostatka znanja, osoba obožava gospodina radi materialne dobiti ili čulnog zadovoljenja. Gospodin je poput drveća želja. Svako može dobiti od njega što god poželi, ali ljudi ne znaju koju vrstu blagoslova da traže. Sreća koja potiče od dodira kože ili čulna sreća je prisutna u životu svinja i pasa. Takva sreća je beznačajna. Ako bhakta obožava gospodina radi takve beznačajne sreće, mora se smatrati lišenim sveg znanja.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastavutale Simad Bhakti Viranta Swamini Chinamine Namaste Sarasati Devam Gauravani Pacharine Nivaseta Sonyavani Vaskatya Desatarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Srivasani Gauravatarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vimashtamatayastava mayayate yetvam bhavapya vimoksha. Vimokshanam anyahetu achanti kalpaktatarum tunapu bhavokyam ichanti yats pasharyamni vayepininam.
Osobe koje te obožavaju samo radi čulnog zadovoljenja ove vreće kože, nesumnjivo su pod uticajem tvoje iluzorne energije. Uprkos tome što imaju tebe, koji si baš kao drvo želja i uzrok oslobođenja od rođenja i smrti, budalaste osobe poput mene žele tvoje blagoslove za čulno zadovoljenje, dostupno čak i onima koji žive u paklenim uslovima.
Both in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a life of sense gratification is seriously questioned.
I u Srimad Bhagavatamu i u Bhagavad Giti postavljen je veliki znak pitanja iznad života čulnog uživanja.
For instance, in the Gita, yehi sanspashaya bho, it is said that the pleasures which are derived by bringing the senses into touch with the sense objects have a beginning and an end, and therefore the wise man does not take pleasure in them.
Na primjer, u Giti je rečeno da sreća koja proizilazi iz dodira čula sa njihovim čulnim predmetima ima svoj početak i kraj, i zato mudrac ne nalazi zadovoljstvo u takvoj vrsti sreće.
In our mundane understanding of pleasure, we don't see anything essentially wrong if the pleasure is passing away.
U našem svjetovnom razumijevanju zadovoljstva mi ne nalazimo nikakve pogreške u tome da zadovoljstvo biva prolazno, da prolazi.
We think this is natural. In fact, if we sometimes think if there would be a long-lasting amount of the same experience, give it the name pleasure, this would no longer be pleasurable but boring.
Za nas to izgleda normalno. Čak mislimo da ako postoji jedan duži vremenski period, traje određeno čulno iskustvo, u ovom slučaju recimo sreća, smatramo da ona za nas više neće biti sreća, nego će postati nešto što je dosadno.
And even painful.
Čak bolno.
Imagine someone likes to eat ice cream, but it would, he would do it for a long amount of time. First he will be a little bored, and then it is, the ice cream is even the source of pain.
Zamislimo recimo da neko voli da jede sladoled, ali ako to bude radio jedan duži period vremena, pre svega postaće mu malo i dosadno. i samo jede sladoled, a na kraju krajeva taj sladoled će biti uzrok patnje i boli.
When we therefore hear Krishna saying adyantavanta, the material pleasures derived from sense gratification have a beginning and an end and are therefore sources of miseries, it's hard for us to understand how the logic behind this.
Zato kada čujemo da Krishna kaže da zadovoljstvo koje proizilazi iz dodira čula sa njihovim predmetima ima početak i kraj i zbog toga je izvor beda, nama je teško da shvatimo logiku koja stoji iza te izjave.
I remember when I first read this verse at a time when I was not yet in the movement for Krishna consciousness, I couldn't really understand why Krishna says material sense gratification is miserable, basing it on the argument that it's temporary.
Kada sam pročitao prvi put ovaj stih, tada još nisam bio u svjesnosti Krishna, nisam mogao shvatiti zašto Krishna tvrdi da je materijalno čulno uživanje ispunjeno bedama i bazira svoju tvrdnju na činjenicu da je takvo uživanje prolazno.
Now, it is understandable.
Ali sada već mogu shvatiti.
Say, I would give someone of you, well, here's a nice example. Say I would give Kribadayalu Prabhu, I would be in the position to give Kribadayalu Prabhu a wonderful palazzo for the new temple.
Recimo da sam u stanju da dam Kribadayalu Prabhu jednu divnu palatu kao novi hram.
Why I, some rich man would do this.
Recimo da sam ja neki bogati čovjek.
And he would make a condition.
Nego recimo neki bogati čovjek. Ali on bi dao neki uvjet.
This palazzo is yours for one day.
Ova palata je tvoja za samo jedan dan.
Then you have to return it.
A onda je moraš vratiti.
As it is.
Onako kao što jeste.
Would Kripadayalu Prabhu invest all the Lakshmi which is saved for, not much, but there's something for the new temple? Would he invest in to making this suitable for the residence of the devotees? No?
I da li bi Kripadayalu sada uložio i investirao sav taj novac da bi ovu palatu pretvorio u prebivalište za sve bakte? Ne.
Because he has to leave the palazzo.
Jer morao bi da je napusti.
So, looking on it from an eternal, from the viewpoint that the soul is an eternal part of Krishna, material sense, the investment of our energy in material sense gratification seems to be wrongly placed.
Naše investiranje energije u čulno uživanje izgleda sasvim pogrešno kada se posmatra sa tačke gledišta večnosti duhovne duše.
Now another point which is even more striking is Krishna's analysis that these material sense gratifications, material sense pleasures are actually sources of misery.
I sada jedna stvar koja je čak i više začuđujuća je da Krishna kaže da se materijalno čulno uživanje uzrok nevolja.
Now this requires a deep thought.
A sada ovo zahtjeva da duboko promislimo.
This is a very deep subject matter.
Ova tema je jako duboka.
Now we will of course in the limited time just touch this subject matter.
Naravno, u ovom ograničenom vremenu koje posjedujemo samo ćemo je dodirnuti.
When you develop, when you have material sense gratifications, you will develop an attachment to it.
Ako uživate u materijalnom čulnom zadovoljenju, razvijete vezanost za njega.
And it is a law of the nature that whenever you take something from it, you will have to pay a price.
Zakon prirode je da kad god uzmete nešto od nje, morate platiti cenu.
When we enjoy, there is always a price of misery which we have to pay.
Kada god uživamo, postoji cena, a to je beda koju moramo da doživimo.
This is a law of balance, you could say it. Universal balance.
To je zakon univerzalne ravnoteže.
We all know the word for this is karma.
Svi znamo reč za koja definiše ovo je karma.
You cannot have only enjoyment. You must have misery.
Ne možete samo uživati, morate i patiti.
It's like misery is the other side of enjoyment. So if you take the coin, you have two sides. You must have it.
Nevolje su kao druga strana uživanja. Ako uzmete jedan novčić, jednostavno morate imati dve strane na njemu.
People try to, you know, make arrangements so that they will not have to look at the misery side of the coin, but the coin turns by its own force.
I ljudi pokušavaju da naprave aranžmane da ne moraju gledati u onu stranu novca gdje se nalaze nevolja, međutim taj novčić se okreće po svojoj sopstvenoj inerciji.
When you read the Vishnu Samhita, you get a stunning realization of this.
Ako pročitate Vishnu Samhitu, dobijate zapanjujuće realizacije u vezi s time.
A person who in his young age engages in casual sexual pleasures, he will pay in his old age with diseases.
Recimo čovjek koji se u svojoj mladosti uključuje u seksualno uživanje, u starosti to mora da plati različitim bolestima.
Or a person who takes more than is his quota set aside by the laws of material nature, he will have to suffer that for that amount which he takes more.
Ili onaj čovjek koji uzima više nego što mu je materijalnim zakonima dozvoljeno, on će morati da ispašta u onoliko meri koliko je više uzeo.
For instance, a person who likes to sleep too much.
Na primjer,
just please be awake for this part of the lecture. And then afterwards you can sleep full force. he will sleep too much. His next life, he will be able to sleep, but in the ice cold winter of Siberia as a bear.
Recimo, onaj koji voli previše da spava, takvoj osobi će biti omogućeno da u sljedećem životu puno spava, međutim u ledeno hladnom predelu Sibira kao medved.
And he has to eat the half of the year just to be fat enough as to survive the cold.
I morat će da jede pola godine da bi bio dovoljno debel da bi mogao da preživi tu hladnoć.
So we just hear it because people sleep in the lecture, there's a little misery, a psychological misery, but if you experience it, it's a heavy.
Ako samo čujemo, i zato što ponekad zaspemo na lekciji, normalno možemo doživjeti neku malu psihološku patnju, međutim, ako to doživimo, tek tada je zaista heavy.
Oh, let us not use such extreme examples. Let us use the example of someone who is an artist.
Ili recimo da ne koristimo takve ekstremne primjere, upotrebimo primjer nekoga koji je umetnik.
Who wants to enjoy the game of creating a piece of art.
Koji želi da uživa u slavi stvaranja nekog umetničkog dela.
Music maybe, or theater, or sculpturing.
Možda muzika ili teatar ili vajarstvo.
An artist becomes naturally attached to his creations.
Umetnik prirodno postaje vezan za svoje tvorevine.
When the public doesn't like it, it's like driving a hot knife into the inner chambers of his heart.
A kada se publici ne dopadne to što je stvorio, to njemu izgleda kao da mu neko zarija vrući nož u najnutarnije delove njegovog srca.
So, whatever you are attached to, Maya will turn this attachment into the source of misery.
За што год били везани? Маја ќе ту везаност претворите у извор патни.
This you can preach to your parents who are very attached to you and are suffering because you became a Hare Krishna.
Ова можете проповедати своим родителима кои се јако везани за вас и пате затоа што се постали Харе Кришна.
Or if someone is born in love with another person, then so much misery coming from these love affairs is unspoken.
Или ако е некој заљубен на некоја особа, толико неволја произлази из тог нивог односа да е о томе немогуче и причати.
Consider Romeo and Julia.
Рассмотримо Ромео и Юлию.
Do you know that the real misery would have been if Romeo and Julia would have married and lived together?
Дали знаете дали до правих неволја дошло тек како би се они удали и живели заедно?
I think I spoke about this before in the circuit, yeah?
No.
No? You must hear this. Then, after some time, Romeo would have become very fat.
Мислам да сам веќе говорио о ромеа, али ако не сам можете чути, након извесно време на ромеа би постоа јако дебел.
Julia would be having six children who create hell in the family because they're so noisy.
Julia би имала шестеро деца кои би стварале пакол у породици ќе се превише бучни.
And then Julia one night starts to snore.
И онда една вечери Јулија почиње да херче. Зато што ја старила.
Then Romeo cannot sleep and gets angry.
И Рамо не може да спава и најдете се на њу.
Then Julia detects that Romeo has looked with eyes full of desire towards another woman.
И а онда Јулија открие да Ромео пун чежње гледа некој друго жену.
No one thinks of this, but that would be the real tragedy. You know, normal family life, 1991 Yugoslavian family life.
Нико не размишља о томе, али тоа су ствари праве беде. Нормални породични живот, живот просечни Југословена 1991 година. Значи тој. Тој 99% свих бракова така изгледа.
The mind always wants to see just the enjoyable side of a thing.
Ум увек жели гледа видети само оно ствар која можеби уживати.
He's a hopeless idealist.
Он е едноставно непоправлив идеалист.
He doesn't want to see the misery, the back side of the coin, which is misery.
Не жели да види другу страну новчиќа кој содржи неволја.
It is effective. You can study every single pleasure. It is like this.
Тоа е чиненица. Можете проучити било која врста задоволство и увек се испати така.
Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita has Krishna has given us a very nice advice in the Bhagavad Gita. Which will help us during our life in this material world.
Зато Кришна ми дава јако добар савет у Бхагавад Гити кој ќе нам помогне током живота во материјалниот свет.
You should always have a balance in your life.
Увек треба да имате равнотежа у живота.
Not too much and not too little.
Не превише и не премало.
Just like salt.
Управо као со.
When you have a bowl of salt, you take just the proper amount to spice in the potatoes.
Ако имате посуду со солју, узечете само оно количину која, значи оно исправну количину, правилно да бисте посолили кромпир.
Don't think you are very clever if you take the whole bowl and put it on the potatoes.
Немајте мислите да сте јако интелигентни ако узмете читаву посуду и сресете кромпир.
Improvement of pleasure.
Со тиме ќе напредите своје уживање.
Then you have to put a whole bowl of sugar on top of it.
А онда можете од одго сипати и пуну посуду печера.
This is now modern civilization, you know. It goes into extreme forms of sense gratification and then to counteract the misery they go again to extreme forms.
Тако делуе материалистичка данашна цивилизација. Prvo idu u krajnost materijalnog uživanja, a onda da bi savladali nevolje i bede koje proizilaze, opet upadaju u drugu krajnost.
Anyways, we want to go to a higher subject. This is one verse from Yehi Samsparshaja Bhoga, that's one verse from the Gita, and of course there are many others in the Bhagavatam, like for instance the one on the fifth canto, fifth chapter, verse number one, where it is said that the human being should not waste his time for investing into material sense gratification, which is an experience available even to low-born creatures like hawks.
Dakle, to je jedan stih iz Bhagavad Gita, a također postoji puno iz Bhagavatama, recimo peto pevanje, peto poglavlje, stih 1, gde se kaže da čovjek ne bi trebao trošiti svoju energiju na uključivanje u niskoklasno čulno uživanje koje je dostupno čak i nižim životinjama kao što su svinje.
Svinje, yes. Therefore, here in this verse, Dhruva Maharaj says that those who worship you simply for the sense gratification of this bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy.
Zato Dhruva Maharaj kaže u ovom stihu da oni koji te obožavaju samo zbog čulnog zadovoljenja ove vreće kože su svakako pod uticajem tvoje iluzorne energije.
They say, my dear Lord, take care that no war comes and I can drive Brazil with my automobile with lots of benzene all the time.
Recimo kao, o moj gospodine, molim te da ne dođe do rata, tako da se ja mogu brzo voziti sa svojim automobilom punim benzinom.
No oil shortage.
Molim te da nema nedostatka benzina.
So many plans, I like traveling so much.
I molim te, ne dođe do nestašice nafte, imam toliko planova, moram da putujem.
Oh, take care that Johnny's leg grows very nicely.
Ili, molim te, pobrini se da Johnny-eva noga jako lepo zazdravi.
Like this, not so intelligent.
To nije jako inteligentno.
Because Krishna can actually give liberation from birth and death.
Jer Krishna u stvari može pružiti oslobođenje od rođenja i smrti.
We just desire from him the improvement of our material life. We have not desired any solution for our existence.
Ako od njega zatražimo da poboljša naš materialistički život, onda nismo zatražili nikakvo rješenje za naše probleme od njega.
For someone who is in a prison and who is condemned to be violently executed, is there any benefit in desiring some nice cake?
Za onoga koji je u zatvoru i osuđen je da bude pogubljen, da li ima ikakve vrednosti da poželi lepi kolač?
Yes, a person who is judged to capital punishment, he should not waste his initiative. The real benefit is to leave the prison.
Za osobu koja je osuđena na takvu strogu kaznu, jednostavno jedina dobrobit je da napusti zatvor.
So have you ever considered you are all already judged to capital punishment?
Da li ste već razmišljali o tome, svi ste vi osuđeni na najstrožu kaznu?
All of us who are sitting here.
Svi mi koji sedimo ovdje.
Even the poor, the pure devotees here, the nice devotees here, we all have to die. This is problematic.
Čak i čisti bhakti koji su ovde, svi moramo umreti, jer to je malo problematično.
So our desires should not be invested in, how is it here, in the sense gratification of this bag of skin.
Dakle, naše želje zato ne treba biti usmerene prema zadovoljenju ove vreće kože.
That is actually an emotional problem if someone has these kinds of desires.
Sada to je emocionalni problem osobe koja ima ovakvu vrstu želja.
He is not a realist.
On nije realista.
I was sitting yesterday together with Kripalayalu Prabhu and he has some insignificant physical illness, and he said,
this teaches me a lesson, not to enjoy so much eating, because this body pains.
Juče sam sjedio sa Kripa Dela Prabhuom i on je imao neku tako neznatnu bolest i rekao je da ovo me podučava da ne uživam previše u jedenju, jer ovo telo jednostavno donosi samo bol i patnju.
Now our desires should, so what to do with desires? They should, we should desire to become closer to Krishna.
Dakle, šta da radimo sa željama? Trebamo željeti da postanemo bliži Krishna.
Here is a very interesting point which I want to make now for your enlightenment.
Radi vašeg prosvjetljenja, sada bih želeo da govorim o jednoj jako bitnoj poanti.
But before that, I wanted to honor Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, whose appearance day is today.
Ali pre toga, želeo bih da odam počast i da slavim Raghunath Das Goswamija, čiji je dan pojave danas.
He is a shining example of renunciation.
On je sjajni, blistavi primjer odvojenosti.
And on this auspicious day, we can take a great help from him by praying for his milost.
I danas, na dan njegove pojave, možemo dobiti veliku, veliku pomoć od njega, moliti ga za njegovu milost.
He gave up very much.
On je radi Krišnog zadovoljstva ostavio puno toga.
He was the son of one of the richest men in the India at that time.
Bio je sin jedan od jednog od najbogatijih ljudi u Indiji toga vremena.
And his father was not a materialist, he was also a devotee of Krishna.
I njegov otac nije bio materialista, također je bio bhakta, Krishna bhakta.
He was so rich that all the brahmanas in a very great area around the town where Raghunath lived were living on the charity of Govardhan Majumdar. That was the name of Raghunath's father.
Bio je tako bogat njegov otac da su da su svi brahmani u jednom jako velikom okrugu grada u kome je živio Raghunath Das Goswami zavisili i izdržavali su od milostinje tog Govardhan Majendre, oca Raghunatha Goswami.
Yeah, when he was very young, I believe around 8 years old, Raghunath Das Goswami heard from Haridas Thakur about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kada je bio jako mlad, samo 8 godina, Raghunath Das Goswami od Haridas Thakura čuo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And when he heard that the Lord had taken sannyas and lived at the and just was there for a festival in the house of Advaita Acharya, he desired to see Mahaprabhu.
I kada je čuo da je gospodin uzeo sanjas i da je samo za vrijeme određenog festivala u kući Advaita Acharya poželio da ga vidi.
And he became actually, no, did I say 8? It was, now I remember, when he was 12 years, it was 12 years.
U stvari, sad, tada je Raghunath Das Goswami imao 12 godina.
Yes, išvinite. So, it is described that his father allowed him to go for 2 days to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Opisano je da mu je otac dozvolio da ode na 2 dana da bi vidio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he came riding on an elephant.
I došao je jašući na slonu.
The seat made from gold.
Na sedištu napravljenom od zlata.
He had many servants around him.
Oko njega je bilo puno slugu.
And he even had soldiers with him who took care that nothing would happen on the way. No Bengalu tiger and something.
Čak je imao i gardu, vojnici su bili s njima koji su se brinuli da se nešto nezgodno ne dogodi, kao recimo da ih napadne bengalski tiger i tako.
And when Raghunathas saw Mahaprabhu, he could do a little service like helping cooking for Mahaprabhu.
I kada je Raghunath Das Goswami video Mahaprabhu, mogao je učiniti neku malu službu kao recimo da pomogne oko kuvanja.
And at that time already he made up his mind, I will become a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И вече то време се е чврсто одлучио постоји бакта Чайтанја Махапрабху.
Then he went also for a second time, and at that time, later, a few years later, he didn't want to leave Mahaprabhu anymore.
И након неколико година поново е отишол к нему, и овој пут више не е хтео да го напусти.
Like our Bhakti Tamala, I don't know if she's here. Yes. She met Krishna consciousness when she was 14 years, a little girl.
Kao naša Bhakti Tamara, koja je došla u dodir sa svjesnošću Krišne kada je bila mala devojčica sa 14 godina.
And already she made up her mind, I must become like them.
I već se odlučila, moram postati kao oni.
But Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, don't talk like a crazy man. You have to go home, it's not yet time to join.
Ali Mahaprabhu je rekao Raghunathu, nemoj da govoriš kao crazy man. Nemoj da govoriš kao ludak. Još nije vreme da se priključiš, moraš se vratiti k
njima. You must stay with your parents.
Moraš ostati sa roditeljima.
Make them happy.
Da bi ih učinio sretnim.
And slowly develop your attachment for Krishna.
I lagano razvijaj svoju privrženost Krishna.
Then later you can come.
Onda kasnije ćeš moći doći.
Bhakti Tamara is in a similar situation.
Dakle, Bhakti Tamara je u sličnoj situaciji.
So we can understand this, these things are have all gone on since a long time, you know, devotee people who have come in contact with the milas of Mahaprabhu wanting to join immediately and Mahaprabhu saying no, not yet time.
Znači možemo vidjeti da se ovakve stvari dešavaju od jako davno. Ljudi koji dolaze u svjesnost Krišne, koji dolaze u kontakt sa milošću Mahaprabhuja, žele se pridruže odmah, ali on je rekao u ovom primjeru, sačekaj malo.
Raghunath Goswami was in minority age at that time. What is it?
U to doba Raghunath Goswami još nije bio punoljetan. I zato je mu je rekao da se vrati kući.
Anyways, later, by living at home, surrounded by the greatest material opulence, he was very renounced.
I dok je živo kući, okružen velikim materialnim obiljem, bio jako odvojen.
And later, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he could go to Puri and join Mahaprabhu.
I kasnije, milošću gospodina Nityanande, mogao je otići u Puri i tamo se priključiti Mahaprabhu.
He was known as a great mystic all over India.
Po čitavoj Indiji je bio poznat kao veliki mistik.
Because he didn't eat and he didn't sleep.
Jer nije jeo i nije spao.
Srila Prabhupada talks about him and life comes from life by saying that the soul can actually exist independent of the body, just like a bird can exist independent of the cage, but there are no attachments.
Srila Prabhupada govori o njemu u knjizi Život dolazi od života, kada govori o tome da duša može postojati i egzistirati nezavisno od tela, kao što ptica može egzistirati nezavisno od kaveza, međutim samo ako ne postoje vezanost.
If you are attached, you need more than you actually need.
Ako ste vezani, onda vam je potrebno više nego što vam je zaista potrebno.
The um is very powerful.
Um je jako moćan.
So, if someone is attached, he thinks, I must live with a woman, otherwise I die.
Ako je neko vezan, mislim, moram živjeti sa ženom, u drugom slučaju umreću.
I will not be a healthy individual, otherwise.
Neću biti zdrava individua u suprotnom slučaju.
I will turn out to be like a strange clown or something.
Pretvorit ću se u nekog čudnog klovna ili slično.
So anyways, so this is Raghunath Das Goswami, and we can take great help from him.
Znači ovo je dan Raghunath Das Goswami i možemo dobiti veliku pomoć.
Before I took some yas, I went to Radhakund. There is a nice there's a samadhi of Raghunath Goswami.
I
prayed to him, if you think it is a good idea, please make me a sannyasi.
Преднаш што сам узел санјас, бил сам на Рада Кунду и тама постои веома лепи самади, Рупе Госвамија, и јас сам се молио, молим те, ако мислиш да е тоа у реду, допусти ми да узем санјас.
Everything afterwards went so brittle, I was amazed. Everything was just arranged by Krishna.
И након тога се се одвило јако брзо, сам био збуњен, све било аранжирано од страна Кришна.
There's great power in praying to the great personalities.
Postoji velika moć u molitvama upućenim velikim osobama.
Because they can be, they are present here.
Jer oni su prisutni ovdje.
We can contact them on spiritual platform.
Možemo stupiti
by asking them for the milost.
Možemo stupiti u kontakt s njim na duhovnom nivou moleći ih za njihovu milost.
So anyways, I wanted to bring now this other point. Sometimes devotees are questioning themselves, how did they come into this material world?
Ponekad se bhakte pitaju kako su došli u ovaj materijalni svijet.
Is this a question which has moved your heart sometimes?
Da li je to pitanje koje se nekad javlja u srcu?
It is a question which is right now discussed in great detail by our learned philosophers in our movement.
To je pitanje koje se sada detaljno razrađuje od strane učenih filozofa u našem pokretu.
So I wanted to make a very nice point here. You remember King Puranjana was a king who was very attached to his wife and family.
Ovdje je sada jedna jako lepa poanta koju želim da istaknem. Sjećate se Puranjane, on je bio kralj koji je bio jako vezan za svoju ženu i porodicu.
When he died, he became, the result of his attachments, a woman called Vaidarbhi.
Kada je umro, kao rezultat njegovih vezanosti, postao je žena zvana Vaidarbhi.
And she was married to a great devotee called Malayadvaja.
I bile ona se udala za velikog bhaktu zvanog Malayadvaja.
So Vaidarbhi served her husband every day with great attention until one day when she came to massage his feet as usual, his leg, she noticed the feet were very cold.
Tako ona je sa velikom pažnjom svakodnevno služila svoga muža, sve dok jednog dana, kada je došla da bi masirala njegova stopala, primetila da su ona neobično hladna.
She was very shocked because that meant he had died.
Bila je jako šokirana jer je to značilo da je on umro.
When you die, your feet become cold. And the hands also, because the circulation stops.
Kada umrete, stopala i dlanovi vam postaju jako hladni jer cirkulacija prestaje.
So at that time you can just imagine a helpless woman in the midst of a forest, her husband had died. It was like a very unfortunate situation for her.
Možete samo zamisliti, bespomoćna žena usred šume čiji je muž umro, to je za nju bila jedna jako nesretna situacija.
So at that time, from out of nowhere, it seemed a brahmana appeared.
Tačno u to vreme, na izgled, niotkud pojavio se brahmana.
And this brahmana, it is described, he's actually Krishna.
I ovaj brahmana, kao što je opisano, u stvari je Krishna.
So he says, please hear this.
I on je rekao,
who are you?
Ko si ti?
Whose wife or daughter are you?
Čija žena ili čerka?
Who is the man lying here?
Ko je ovaj čovjek koji ovdje leži?
It appears you are lamenting for this dead body.
Izgleda kao da jadikuješ za ovim mrtvim telom.
Don't you recognize me?
Zar me ne prepoznaješ?
I'm your eternal friend.
Ja sam tvoj večni prijatelj.
You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me.
Možda se sjećaš da si se savjetovala sa mnom u prošlosti mnogo puta.
Then he says, My dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend?
Мой дорогий приятелю, я кому можна не маєш одного припознати, за це не сидів, де си у прошлості мав яку близького приятеля.
Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world.
На несреті напустив си моє дружство і прихватив положи уживався вок матеріального світа.
So, this is what happens. We have left Krishna.
Dakle, ovo je ono što se dešava, napustili smo Krishna.
Prabhupada explains, by misusing his independence, the living entity falls down from the service of the Lord.
Prabhupada objašnja, zloupotrebom svoje nezavisnosti, živo biće pada sa položaja služenja gospodina.
And takes a position in this material world as an enjoyer.
I prihvata položaj u ovom materijalnom svetu kao uživač.
That is to say, the living entity takes his position within the material body.
To znači da živo biće zauzima položaj u materijalnom telu.
Wanting to take a very exalted position, the living entity instead becomes entangled in a repetition of birth and death.
Želeći da zauzme jako uzvišeni položaj, živo biće umjesto toga biva zapleteno u ponavljanje rođenja i smrti.
So, what follows is that the living entity wants to be comes to hate the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ono što sledi je da živo biće počinje da mrzi predano služenje posvećeno svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti.
So, the Brahmana said,
dakle, Brahmana je rekao,
my dear gentle friend,
moj dragi nežni prijatelju,
both you and I are exactly like two swans.
I ti i ja smo poput dva labuda.
We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake.
Živimo zajedno u istom srcu koje je poput Manasa jezera.
Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home.
Iako živimo zajedno već hiljadama godina, još uvijek smo daleko od našeg izvornog doma.
So, this is a very interesting shastric evidence how we have actually left the Supreme Personality of God in the spiritual sky.
Ovo je jedan jako lepi primjer iz šastra kako smo napustili društvo gospodina u duhovnom nebu.
Now, to go back to the spiritual world, we have to stop this tendency of living in the material world by sense gratification.
Sada da bi se vratili nazad u duhovni svet, moramo prestati s ovim nastojanjem da živimo u materijalnom svetu pomoću čulnog uživanja.
And when we finally have reverted our tendency so that we actually desire to please Krishna, we are satisfied and we are qualified to leave the material world and go back into the eternal spiritual world.
I kada na kraju preobratimo svoje nastojanja u želju da zadovoljimo Krišnu, onda ćemo biti kvalificirani da živimo u ovom materijalnom svetu, a nakon toga da se vratimo u duhovni.
But then we will have to learn to think in a different way.
A za to moramo naučiti da razmišljamo na drugačiji način.
Now if Krishna becomes satisfied by our service, or let us even say by our humble attempts to render him devotional service, our Krishna conscious life will be very, very easy.
I sada ako Krishna postane zadovoljan sa našim recim predanim služenjem ili sa našim skromnim nastojenjima da ga služimo, onda će naš život predanosti biti jako lak.
When Sri Krishna sees that a living entity wants to serve him, he becomes very, very thankful.
Kada Sri Krishna vidi da živo biće želi da ga služi, on postaje jako zahvalan.
And he gives him all encouragement.
I daje mu svog ohrabrenja.
From within as a super soul.
Iznutra kao nadduša.
From outside as a spiritual master.
A izvana kao duhovni učitelj.
Krishna makes, when he just sees a little tendency for service, he makes all arrangements for his eternal servitor to go back.
Kada vidi samo malo nastojanje živog bića da služi, radi sve aranžmane za njegovu večitog slugu da se vrati. Međutim, kada Krišna vidi našu iskrenu želju da, da poboljšamo pričing, on postaje tako zadovoljan. I možda će nam čak i dati novi tempel.
If he wants.
Ako želi.
But see, you have to please understand, Krishna is Atma Rama. He is completely satisfied within himself.
Ali morate razumjeti, Krishna je Atma Rama, potpuno zadovoljan u sebi.
He is not like us poor octopuses, you know, who always need to put objects into our existence.
Nije poput nas, jadnih oktopoda, koji uvijek... jadne hobotnice koje uvijek moramo da razne stvari da akumuliramo. Da.
You know the hobnice?
Yeah.
What is it, hobnice?
Hobotnica.
Oh, yeah, it's answer. Yes, answer. But hobnice is answer. Is it? We are always... the hobnice is a hobnice. He needs things, otherwise he has no joy in it. He will die. All the time is gone. Whatever comes close. Isn't it?
Yeah. Kao ta hobotnica, njoj su neophodne stvari, inače će umreti, zato sve što priđe bliže, sve što priđe blizu.
We constantly are in need.
Mi smo neprestano potražni.
Food.
Hrana.
Nice words.
Lepe reči.
Sleep.
Spavanje.
Dress.
Odeća.
Encouragement.
Ohrabrenje.
Love.
Ljubav.
Constantly need something.
Neprestano nešto zahtevamo.
So Krishna is not like that at all. It's Atma Rama.
A Krishna uopšte nije takav.
But if he sees that we just want to satisfy Krishna, somehow this is for you, Molek. Then he is very satisfied.
Ali ako na neki način vidi da ga želimo zadovoljiti, da želimo nešto njemu dati, on je jako zadovoljan.
And he makes this arrangement.
I napravi takav aranžman.
That we come back to him.
Da se vratimo nazad njemu.
So on this very auspicious day of Srila Raghunatha's Goswami's Avirbhav, we should reflect on these things.
I na ovaj jako povoljan dan Avirbhave Raghunatha Goswamija, trebamo razmišljati o ovim stvarima.
How can we become more desirous to please Krishna?
Kako možemo povećati želju za zadovoljavanjem Krishna?
And give up our material attachments which foolishly stand in the way.
I napustimo svoje materialističko uživanje koje nam budalasto smetaju put.
So, again I want to thank you very much for giving me a patient hearing.
Želim vam se zahvaliti za to što ste vam pažljivo slušali.
It must be very difficult to listen to Sachinandan Swami lecture. because I'm always trying to push.
Ja uvijek se pokušavam da ispuširam bhakte, pa zato možda malo teško slušati moje lekcije.
So please see the good intention in it.
Ali ipak pokušajte vidjeti dobru namjeru u njima.
So do you have any questions to all this? Yes, please.
Why do we, although we know now when you told us kindly everything about the miseries of the material enjoyment, why do we again and again, over and over again engage in that activities? Zašto? Iako znamo da je materijalno čulno uživanje uzrok bede, ponovo i ponovo uključujemo u njega.
This is a classical question also asked by Arjuna to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
To je klasično pitanje koje Arjuna također postavio Krishna u Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna says it's lust.
Krishna je rekao da je to poželje.
And he says he has captured the radio station, so to say.
Iako znamo svojom inteligencijom, možemo shvatiti. Međutim, neprijatelj je zauzio radio stanicu.
It is feared that if some more political conflict comes, anyways, I don't want to be overly... that some... Other states will move into Zagrebo and occupy the radio station.
Postoji strahovanje da ako se ovako dalje razvija politička situacija, druge države mogu okupirati Zagreb i zauzeti njegovu radio stanicu.
And they would give wrong information.
I onda će slati krive informacije.
For us it is not it doesn't make any difference because the old radio station also gives wrong information.
za nas to nema velike razlike jer čak i ova stara radio stanica daje pogrešne informacije.
This is how the enemy, the lust has gone in our intelligence and gives wrong information.
Ali ovo je način na koji je neprijatelj požuda ušao u našu inteligenciju i daje nam krive informacije.
Because these subjects are very hot, I better take an example from history. When the Nazis took over in Germany, they captured all the radio stations and made Hitler propaganda all.
Daću jedan primjer iz historije. Kad su nacisti preuzeli vlast u Njemačkoj, prvo su zauzeli radio stanice i onda su širili Hitlerovu propagandu.
Free Hitler, yes. And this is how last person was taken over the intelligence.
I ovo je način na koji je požuda zavladala inteligenciju.
Therefore we are forced to act because we have wrong information.
I zato što dobijemo krive informacije, prinuđeni smo da delujemo.
You may say, I know.
Možeš reći, znam.
But your knowledge is not yet very firm. Therefore, by wrong propaganda, let's say, take this three sweet pots. When do you get three sweet pots at once? This is a unique opportunity in the Sunday feast.
možda znaš, međutim nemaš čvrsto znanje.
Ten, three maybe for young Bhakta Moja.
I onda, ali nemam čvrsto znanje i zato zagađena inteligencija, zagađena požudom će ti reći zašto ne uzmeš ovih 10 slatkih kuglica za Sunday feast, ovo ti je jedinstvena prilika.
And when do you get 10? Only when you're first, but then they forget to give you.
10, kada ih dobiješ? Jedno kada ti je rođendan, ali tada zaborave da ti...
Take the opportunity.
Iskoristi priliku.
Don't be a fool.
Ne budi budala.
But Krishna gives us hope. He says, how we show in constant endeavor, constant practice.
Ali Krishna nam daje nadu, postojana praksa
and detachment.
I odvojenost.
These two things help us.
Ove dve stvari nam pomažu.
You can actually practice your detachment.
U stvari možete vežbati svoju odvojenost.
By looking into the future.
Gledajući budućnost.
This really works. See, when the Buddhists in Thailand, they have a lot of young monks for whom the vow of celibacy is very difficult to follow.
To zaista deluje. Recimo budisti imaju jako puno mladih sveštenika za koje je zavet celibata jako težak slediti.
So young.
Da.
So then what they do is when one Buddhistic brahmachari gets into difficulty, they bring him to a certain exhibition.
I šta, ono što rade kada budistički brahmačari zapadne teškoće, oni ga izvode pred izvesnu predstavu.
It's like an exhibition of a beautiful lady. She is covered with a blanket up to here.
Ukazujemo jednu predivnu gospođu koja je damu koja je sa ćebetom prikrivena do grla.
She is not alive, it's an exhibition, diorama.
To je samo diorama, nije stvarno.
She looks so beautiful.
Ali izgleda zaista predivno.
So then the old monk takes the blanket down. And the young brahmachari is like, no, don't finish.
I onda stari monah skida tu deku i brahmachari misli, ono je, sad sam gotov.
But then as he takes it down, it's a very old body. Looks very ugly.
Ali kada skine deku, onda brahmacari može vidjeti jako ružno staro telo.
Like a shrinkled apple.
Kao
sažurana
jabuka. Kao sažurana jabuka.
Same stuff as Maharaji.
A isto se radi i sa sa majkama.
It's a little cruel, crude, I think, a little groovy, isn't it?
Mislim da je malo surovo i grubo.
But the point is that in the future the bodies will become like this.
Ali stvari u tome da će u budućnosti telo zaista postati takvo.
So in Krishna consciousness we do not have such it's not the Kripa Dayalu has a thing.
Mi u svjesnosti Krishne ne koristimo takve stvari ni da Kripa Dayalu.
But we are also advised to contemplate that how that the bodies are very temporary.
Ali isto tako daje nam se savjet da razmišljamo o tome kako su tijela jako privremena. I na kraju krajeva da materialistički život donosi razočarenje.
I advise you think about this Romeo and Julia example. It's so good. I think it's so good, isn't it? So realistic. The real tragedy would be if they would have lived together.
Predlažem vam da razmišljate o ovom primjeru Romeo i Julije. On je zaista dobar i jako realističan. Istinska tragedija bi se dogodila ako bi živjeli zajedno. Imalo bi tako puno razočarenja.
The ugly face of romance.
Ružno lice.
Romance.
Aha, ružno lice romance.
Good, this is the reason. The enemy has captured your radio station, Dr. Victor.
Znači, to je razlog. Neprijatelj je zauzeo tvoju radio stanicu.
Saša?
I'd like to know, if you have eternal rasa to Krishna, how does this act of living Krishna reflect on this rasa?
How does it reflect on
yes.
the rasa?
Yes. It's boiled in some way or...
Aha, that's a, yes, I understand.
Pitanje je da ako imamo večni odnos sa Krišnom, nakon toga što smo pali u materijalni svet, kako se taj pad, taj prekid odnosa odražava na našem večnom odnosu?
This, like, Bhakta Zasha is making a classical philosophical mistake.
Bhakta Zasha čini klasičnu filozofsku grešku.
Is this, but it's a nice question.
Ali pitanje je dobro.
That he takes when in, he makes it's called anthropomorphism. He thinks Krishna is similar to or the relationship to Krishna is similar to the relationship which relationships which exist in this world.
To se naziva antropomorfizam. On misli da se odnosi sa Krišnom, da odnos sa Krišnom nalikuje na odnosima u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
If I have a relationship to someone in this world and I disappoint this person very much, then this can either mean it is the end of the relationship forever, or it will never be the way it was, even if the relationship is established in some ways again.
Ako imam neki odnos sa osobom i na neki način ga narušim, to će značiti dve stvari. Jedno, ili više nikad nećemo uspostaviti odnos, ili ako se čak i ponovo uspostavi, nikad neće biti onakav kao što je bio.
I had a very good friend in the material world. Very good friend. We were very close, but then at one time he disappointed me completely. And although we, for 1 year we didn't meet, so after a year we became, again, we did things together, but it was not the same relationship as it was. I could never really trust him as much as I had done before.
Imao sam jednog jako dobrog prijatelja, međutim u određenom trenutku me je razočarao i posle se godinu dana nismo vidjeli. Iako smo nakon toga, ponovo prijateljili i zajedno delovali, više mu nikad nisam mogao vjerovati i nikad stvari nisu bile onakve kao što su bile ranije.
But with Krishna it is different.
Ali sa Krishnom je drugačiji slučaj.
It's the same relationship.
Odnos ostaje isti.
There's an amazing account of this when Gokumar finally returns back to Goloka Vrindavan. This is told in Brihat Bhagavatamrita by Srila Sanatana Goswami.
Srila Sanatana Goswami u Brihat Bhagavatamriti je ispričao priču o Gokumaru koji se vratio, koji se konačno ponovo vratio u duhovni svet.
And it's described how very nicely described actually. How Gokumar, he sees the in the distance a cloud of dust which is raised by the hooves of the cows.
I jako je lepo opisano kako je Gokumar video u daljini oblak prašine koji je podignut kravljim papcima.
And he hears some flute music.
I čuje flautu kako svira.
And he gets a run. Because he knows Krishna is coming home.
I počuje da trči prema tom zvuku jer znao Krishna se vraća kući.
And then, he has just returned to the spiritual world again.
U to vreme se upravo vratio natrag u duhovni svijet.
And Krishna recognizes him and he also begins to run towards him very brzo.
I Krishna ga je prepoznao i također počeo da trči prema njemu jako brzo.
And then Krishna embraces him.
I onda ga je Krishna zagrlio.
Where were you? I was waiting and waiting.
Gdje si bio? Čekao sam te i čekao.
And Krishna became so heavy in ecstasy, he falls down on the ground.
I Krishna je posle tako sretan, toliko bio u ekstazi da je pao na zemlju.
Unconscious.
Bez svesti.
He so much moved.
A toliko je bio dirnut.
This soul has returned.
Ova duša se vratila.
And then it's described how the gopis come around and they all think that Gokumar is a demon because he has somehow attacked Krishna and as a result Krishna is now unconscious on the floor.
I onda je opisano kako su se okupile sve gopije i mislile su da je Gokumar neki demon jer na neki način gledaju da je napao Krishna i sad on leži bez svesti na podu.
So, but Balaram calms them because he knows the actual fact.
Ali Balaram ih je smirio jer je znao prave činjenice.
No, he's a devotee.
ne, on je bhakta.
And immediately Krishna addresses him not as Gokumar, but by Ruby, using the word Sarup. Sarup.
I Krishna ga je oslovio, ne koristeći ime Gokumar, nego Sarup.
Yes, same relationship.
Dakle, odnos je isti.
He calls him by the same name.
Nazvao ga je istim imenom.
And he said, waiting, where were you?
I rekao je, čekali smo te, gdje si bio?
So it's your relationship is eternal.
Dakle, tvoj odnos je večan.
But let us at this stage not speculate what it might be.
Ali nemojmo spekulirati na ovom nivou gdje jesmo, šta bi to moglo biti.
Yeah. No, question. In the beginning of the lecture you said that we should not take too much, not too little. Yeah. And this is why not take too little, why this is dangerous.
Yes.
Na početku lekcije se govorilo o tome da ne trebamo prihvatiti ni previše ni premalo. Zašto ne premalo?
When you take too little, then you will not be fit to execute devotional service.
Ako uzmeš premalo, nećeš biti u stanju da izvodiš predano služenje.
Therefore our devotees must eat enough and also sleep enough.
Zato naši bhakte moraju dovoljno jesti i spavati.
Sometimes neophytes, neophyte Vaishnavas think of renounce everything.
Nekad vajšnavi početnici misle, ja sam sve napustio.
They don't take care, for instance, when their body gets a little sickly.
Ako im tijelo postaje malo bolesno, oni ne vode računa o tome.
And as a result, the slučba is endangered.
I kao rezultat, njihova služba dolazi u opasnost.
This is a tip for this advice for conditioned souls to not take too much and not take too little.
To je savjet za sve uslovljene duše, ni previše ni premalo.
Bogdan? Yes.
Ja sam htio postaviti slično pitanje. Kako osjetiti kad smo blizu balansa? Da li je to isključivo milost Krišne ili?
He wants to ask similar questions. How should we know when we are near balance? Is this depends on Krishna's mercy?
Well, in Vaishnavism we have something like sadhana.
U Vaishnavizmu imamo nešto poput sadhane.
So in that there is a prescription how much we should eat. I mean, let us say how long to sleep, the different meals and so on. There is an this is all described what is best.
I tu je propisano koliko trebamo spavati, koliko obroka, sve je to objašnjeno.
A healthy lifestyle is described there.
Opisan je zdrav način života.
You can ask our devotees, they know.
I možeš pitati naše bhakte, oni znaju.
Are you particularly concerned about eating? How to know how to eat in a balanced way?
Da li posebno misliš na jedenje, kako jesti na regulirani način?
That is not a problem.
Ne na jedenje to, nego općenito usjetiti Krišnu da bi mogli više napraviti.
In general, in Krishna consciousness, misliš kako konstantno napredovati? To je bilo pitanje.
Da, jer ako opet idemo previše, onda možemo pasti. Onda najbolje nekako oko balansa da se držimo. Kako se osjeti da smo tu?
He actually thinks at the advancement in Krishna consciousness. How should we live and act to gradually advance, not to make some advancement before the time and then fall down.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand the question. I'm just thinking how to answer it. I would say best is to ask devotees.
Rekao bih da je najbolje pitati bhakte.
In general we can say that you are like a new bhakta now and you should concentrate your energies to come to the stage where you chant 16 rounds.
Uglavnom možemo reći da si ti sada mladi bhakta i trebaš nastojati dođeš do nivoa kada mantraš 16 krugova.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
Follow four regulated principles.
Slediš 4 regulativna principa.
And read every day in Srila Prabhupada's books.
I svaki dan čitaš Srila Prabhupadove knjige.
And then there should be some slučba to Krishna.
I onda treba postojati određena služba za Krishnu.
Yes, like you are connected with our Split Namahata Center, there will be some slujba and you can consult with Purujit Prabhu and those elder devotees who advise Pego and all of you.
Recimo ti si u kontakt sa Namahata Centrom u Splitu i trebaš se tamo raspitati za službu i konsultirati se sa Purujit Prabhuom i ostalim starijim baktama koji savjetuju Bego i druge bakte u Splitu.
And would be nice if, just like Milena, the new star on the Sankirtan horizon, you go out sometimes and you put some knjige, that is very helpful.
I također bi bilo jako lepo da možeš kao i Milena, koja je nova zvezda na Sankirtan nebu, da ponekad izađeš i deliš knjige. To je jako zdravo.
Like this, so I do not, I think, and then you live a healthy life.
I na taj način živi zdrav život.
Like the stuff, making a nice space where you can live, nice place for you.
O tome smo već razgovarali u Sarajevu, napraviš lepo mjesto za življenje sa lepom oltarom.
Much more is not necessary.
A ništa, nešto puno više nije potrebno.
Not that you think of one and now I will fast the whole week.
Ne treba da misliš sada ću postiti nedjelju dana.
Not sleep.
I neće stavati.
Like Raguna Goswami.
Kao Raguna Goswami.
That will be a little difficult in your own Krishna consciousness.
To je jedan ti malo teže za tebe u svjesnosti Krishna.
But if you want to do something extra for Krishna, that you can find out by talking to the devotees what is most needed.
Ali ako želiš učiniti nešto ekstra, nešto više za Krishnu, onda možeš razgovarati sa baktama i saznati šta je neophodno, šta je potrebno.
I'm not sure, have I answered the question? I'm not really sure if I understood the question the way he meant it.
Nisam baš siguran da li sam odgovorio na pitanje, da li sam ga razumeo baš onako kao što si, kao što si ti mislio, sorry.
Ja sam zadovoljan odgovorom, ali baš još možda jedna sitnica koja me, mislim, nije sitnica, ja. A samo malo ako može. Na to je taj osjećaj za balans. Ok, treba kontaktirati sa baktama, ali u trenutku, recimo kad nisu bakte tu blizu, isto dosta vremena smo recimo sam, da li taj osjećaj za taj balans, ravnotežu, je milost Krišne. Kako povezati milost Krišne sa balans?
He's very satisfied with the answer. But there is just one thing more which he would like to know. He is often in position not to be in contact with devotees. And there, then he is interested how to find that balance then, and is it only dependent on Krishna's mercy when he is out of touch with the devotees?
Mm-hmm. Bhajo, my difficulty in understanding is you in you is where would a situation arise where you feel, for instance, you get out of balance. I can't really understand that there is a danger in your life to get out of balance. You would have to tell me that.
Ono što ne razumem u tom pitanju je koja je ta mogućnost da jednostavno u svjesnosti Krišne izgubiš ravnotežu? Gdje je ta mogućnost da ti nedostaje balans? O čemu možeš nešto praktičnije, pa neki primjer dati? Kako se to može dogoditi? Na šta u stvari misliš kad govoriš o gubljenju balansa?
Recimo ako krene previše entuzijastično.
Aha, entuzijazm je very good. Very good. This is wanted.
To se traži.
This is Goswami gives six principles for advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Rupa Goswami je dao šest principa za napredovanje u svjesnosti Krishne.
First is utsahan, which means enthusiasm.
I prvo je utsahan, što znači entuzijazam.
Then perseverance.
Onda postojanost.
And then patience.
I onda strpljenje.
Not that you expect immediately a result.
Ne da odmah trebaš očekivati rezultat.
But enthusiasm is very good.
Ali entuzijazam je jako dobar.
And in the beginning it will even be a little fanatic. What can you do? It belongs to the...
U početku može biti malo fanatičan, ali šta možemo učiniti?
What can you do? This is normal. So it's not very mature, but it is absolutely normal, I would say.
Šta možemo? To je normalno. Nije previše zrelo, ali je potpuno normalno.
So enthusiasm is very good.
Dakle, entuzijazam je jako dobar.
You are already known amongst the devotees. Oh, Bože, is very enthusiastic.
Već si poznat među baktama. Oh, Bože, jako entuzijastik.
This is your good qualification.
To je tvoja dobra kvalifikacija.
Don't think it will be dangerous.
Nemoj da misliš da bi to moglo biti opasno.
Just don't allow that your enthusiasm manifests in far out ways.
Samo nemoj dopustiti da se tvoj entuzijazam manifestira na neke drugačije načine.
In the morning, for instance, you come with a big barrel full of tilak, a clay, and to split.
Da recimo dođeš jednog jutra, dođeš u Split sa velikim buretom punim tilaka.
And everyone you put a tilak on.
I onda svakome koga sretneš staviš tilak.
This may not be so, you know. But otherwise, enthusiasm. Put it into your sluchpa, your enthusiasm, your reading, your chanting.
Uključi entuzijazam u svoju službu, čitanje i mantranje.
And that will carry your whole devotional service.
I to će držati, to će čitavu tvoje predano služenje.
It is Krishna's milost that you are so enthusiastic.
To je Krishna milost ako si jako entuzijastičan.
This enthusiasm will carry you in your life as a devotee.
Taj entuzijazam će te održavati u tvom životu kao bhakta.
You should always maintain it.
Uvek ga trebaš održavati.
Otherwise, if we don't have any enthusiasm, if we hear a lecture without enthusiasm, it's boring.
Inače, ako nemamo entuzijazam, recimo kada slušamo lekciju, onda je dosadno.
If we go into kirtan without enthusiasm, I mean, that happens, but if it doesn't come, the enthusiasm, then we just feel like leaving through the next window, you know.
ako se uključimo u kirtan bez entuzijazma, sorry, to se i dešava, nego ne uspemo da probudimo entuzijazam, onda osjećamo da bi najradije pobegli kroz najbliži prozor.
If we read without enthusiasm, we do not even understand one word.
Ako čitamo bez entuzijazma, nijednu jednu reč ne razumemo.
If we chant without enthusiasm, we fall asleep.
Ako mantramo neentuzijastično, zaspemo.
Or we think of the cinema.
Ili mislimo na bioskop.
Enthusiasm is a gift of Krishna.
Entuzijazam je Krishnin poklon. To je jako lepo.
So one last question I thought was coming from me, yes.
Ovako, kako možemo postići to da naši interesi ne budu nezavisni od interesa Krišne i drugih fakta, kako da shvatimo da izvorno imamo jednaki interes i da budemo zadovoljni kada zadovoljimo Krišnu fakta?
How should we manage not to have interest separate from Krishna and the interests of the devotees, and how to understand that we are going to be happy how to understand that there is no difference between our interest and Krishna's interest, and finally we will be happy when we satisfied Krishna's interest.
You must start with experiments on this.
Moraš eksperimentirati sa ovim stvarima.
See, ultimately, one can describe. Someone can describe to us how honey tastes, but we have to taste it ourselves. Then only we will know.
Osoba nam može objasniti kako fukus ima med. Međutim, konačno moramo ga probati i onda ćemo znati.
So to find out that our interest is identical with Krishna's interest, and that we will be happy by serving Krishna's interest. That has to be found out.
Da je naš interes neradličit od Krišnog i da ćemo postati sretni služeći ga, to trebamo otkriti.
For instance, you hear it's nice to chant 16 rounds. Do it. Make an experiment.
Recimo, čujemo da je dobro mantrati 16 krugova. Zašto ne bi učinili to? Jedan mali eksperiment.
Or you hear that surrendering something which is very dear to you, but which may not be good for Krishna consciousness, that helps it advance fruit.
Ili recimo čujemo da je predavanje nečega što nam je jako drago, ali nije povoljno za naše negovanje svjesnosti Krišne, dobro, onda učinimo to.
A little while ago I heard that from Prabhupada spoke Krishna consciousness is resting on authority, there is a we hear, but then there is experiment.
Nedavno sam saznao iz Prabhupadovih knjiga da se svjesnost Krišne bazira na autoritetu kada čujemo, ali i na eksperimentu kada realiziramo.
This is really the best tip.
Ovo je zaista najbolji savjet.
Your question is how can I realize that the recipe works?
Tvoje pitanje je kako mogu shvatiti da recept deluje zaista?
Then I can only say it. Just take the different ingredients, put it together, do as it is said, offer to Krishna.
Jedino što mogu reći je sakupi sve sastojke, učini sa njima što je neophodno, ponudi Krišni i onda uzmi samo.
Good, thank you very much. This is Molly. So, Hare Krishna.